Good morning. Coming up on 9:15 here on the Mighty 690. Let's go ahead and get on the phone here. Mr. Keith Beaumont from Sun Group. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. James, how are you this morning?
Hey, doing well. Good to hear from you once again, as we do each and every Friday at this time. So you want to let us know about some of your upcoming auctions you got on the way?
Yep, I sure will. I'll start off by saying yesterday we had an auction I've been talking about on here, our land auction, that's 80 acres that we sold. Everything went really good with that. Had a great turnout both online and live, sold really nice. So another real successful auction there. We have a listing in Howard. Just wanted to mention that. It's a small acreage listing, a couple acres. It's got a really nice house on it and a nice shop that comes with it as well, and a couple other little outbuildings. So it's a small acreage type of deal, and a lot of people are looking for something like that, so thought I would mention that. Also, we have another listing, Elk County listing, and it's 80 acres. This would be great hunting land, also a good place to run some cattle. It's got a lot of good grass on it, been well taken care of. Also, it's got some great fences on it. Two sides of that are brand new fences, actually, so... nice property there that's been well managed for many, many years. If you're looking for something like that, you know, give me a shout and I'll give you some more information on that. Also, I'm going to cover a little bit more detail on the auction that we're going to be doing tomorrow. We're doing, this is a farm auction that we're going to be having. There's lots and lots of items that's going to be in this auction. And so if you're interested in anything I'm talking about or have more questions, just let me know. We've got some older tractors. We've got four-wheelers, a lot of livestock equipment-related stuff. We've got, like, grain bins, feed bunks, saddle racks, one of those horse walkers that run off of electric motor, some cattle chutes, also some of those galvanized water tanks. And then we also have trailers that are going to be in here, two-wheel trailers to those four-wheel hay wagon trailers. We've got those as well in pretty good shape. We've got some tandem trailers. We've got a really cool horse-drawn buggy carriage. It's of course really old, but it's really neat. It's in real good condition too for its age, and I mean it's one that it could be used if you bought it. It's ready to go to work. So also we have bush hogs, propane tanks. We got a Dewey's hydraulic bell mover. There's a post hole driver. And then I think a lot of what this auction has in there, too, lots and lots of scrap metal stuff. So if you're into metal at all or even scrapping, there's a lot of that stuff. Now, there's a lot of great stuff in there, too. There's some good I-beam stuff, channel iron, stuff that's pipe. We've got all kinds of different sizes of pipe, great for building fences, corrals, and pens and that kind of that sort of stuff. Tons of that kind of stuff, just metal. Some of the stuff, there's a lot there that's just good scrap stuff that just needs to be hauled off to the scrapyard. Very much a range of a whole bunch of different type of metal there. If you're into that kind of stuff, then you won't be disappointed in this for sure. We've got rows and rows of that kind of stuff. So we've got some outdoor patio stuff, some of those cement patio, picnic table area stuff with the benches, nice iron wheel, picnic table made out of those old iron wheels that came off of one of those buggies. Just lots of stuff, plenty of tools, oil. We've got lots and lots of oil, and of course all brand new, not been opened, but just all different sizes, weights of oil. WD-40 in the can, clear down to you know, washer fluid. I mean, there's just all kinds of that kind of stuff in there. But again, there's just a lot, too much really to mention on here. Gives you kind of an idea of what we're going to have. So if you're not doing anything tomorrow, if that stuff interests you, check in tomorrow on that. You know, you can always give me a call. I can answer any questions. If you need a cell bill, let me know. You can get on our website, too. It's probably a really good place to get on there and look. It's really easy to get around that thing, too, and go into auctions, and you can see more pictures there. Some of you guys are better on Facebook, and you can go to Keith Beaumont, Realtor/Auctioneer Sun Group. And I know it's kind of long, but that's how it has to be on there. But if you go on there, there's probably more pictures there than there is anywhere. So if you're wanting more pictures or got questions about that, just give me a call, look on the website, Facebook, whatever, and, I'll be happy to answer any questions that I can. So that's going to be, again, tomorrow, starting at 9:00 in the morning. So looks like, too, we should have a really nice day tomorrow. I think it's going to be about 70 degrees, and I think it's going to be a great day to have an auction.
Yeah, it really sounds like it is going to be a good day for pretty much anything outside. So I know we got some rain on the way on Sunday, but tomorrow's going to be a good one. So, hey, real quick, if you would, I know we mentioned this a little bit last week, but maybe for those folks that are considering maybe putting some property or some personal property at auction, what are some of those things that maybe you work through with them when you're trying to kind of make that decision?
Well, there's a lot of things. So I always say it's best if we look at whatever you have to see if you if you have enough stuff to do an auction, if you have the right kind of stuff to do an auction. A lot of times, in most cases, you probably do, if you have an abundance of something, or if it's just those auction type of things. So the first thing is, coming out and figuring out is what you have auctionable. Now, again, this is from personal property stuff to even your real estate. We do a lot of land auctions and farm auctions. So, like I've mentioned on here before, certain properties are better for auction and should be auctioned versus some that maybe should be listed traditionally. Now, we do those, of course, either way. So, first of all, it's kind of determining if it is meant for auction. If so, then, we should go that route. The value of selling at auctions, there's several different reasons why you should think about selling at auction. One of those being, it's a speedy process. It's a quick turnaround. An auction's immediate and it happens, during a set time. Two, you set the time and the place of the sell. And these are some of the things we talked a little bit about last week. But also three would be, exactly when the property or the goods are going to be sold, which is big if you're on a time frame schedule. Just getting aggressive marketing out there, marketing your property. That's another big one. It's an aggressive type of marketing. And we have different ways of running these auctions to get the marketing out there right, so we get the amount of people that needs to be there at your auction. So, of course, when you're doing an auction, buyers come prepared to buy. So another good benefit of the auction, no negotiations. Talked about that again last week, that it takes out all the negotiation process out of selling your items, and there again, that's both in real estate and personal property, because if you've ever tried to sell anything on the market yourself, you've got negotiations usually with someone, and then when you're talking about selling several different items, that can really be a drawn out process, so an auction's a real good way of kind of taking that out of the equation. So and this, again, something I mentioned last week, there's usually not a lot of leftovers, very little cleanup after the auction, because most generally everything will sell. So you really won't have a whole lot there left over, if anything. Maybe everything's gone. So of course, competitive bidding, because, you know, you get a couple people that wants one item. That's all it takes. And you never know where something might end up at. It may be worth more than what you thought it was. And another thing, you know, I think is for a lot of auction goers is that it just creates a very exciting atmosphere. It's a fun atmosphere. Auctions, if for those that go all the time, I mean, it's just a great atmosphere. I don't feel like there's, you know, not a whole lot more you could just to have a kickback, get easy time is go to an auction, because it's just a great atmosphere. A lot of great people go to those things. And a lot of the same kind of same regular people come back week after week, so you get to know people, and they're really good people. So it's just an all around good time. So and auctions work really well, and we've seen in both bad and good economic times, we've done them both ways. They seem to always still work good either way. So. You know, those are some of the value in auction. And I know we kind of went through some of that last week and dove in a little bit more detail, but briefly, you know, that's kind of the value in that. So, again, if you have questions on auctions, you know, or real estate, you know, don't hesitate to give me a call. You know, be happy to talk with you and look at what you got, and give you the best options as far as how to proceed forward. There's a lot to doing an auction and preparing for it, and every one of them's different. You know, like the last one that we've just done here, that's going to be tomorrow. It took a lot of course, man hours, like a lot of them do, but it took a lot of big equipment to get this stuff moved around. So we spent a lot more time on equipment. So every one of them's a little bit different in the process of putting them together and all that. So, but, you know, like I said, again, if you have any questions on it, just give us a call, because we handle all that stuff from all the process, from getting it set up to the end of it. We can do it all. Sometimes people like to step in and do some themselves, and that's fine too. But we can handle it from the way it sets to the very end of it all getting removed. So, again, if you have any questions, you know, feel free to reach out to me. My phone number is 316-680-5131. That's my cell phone number, so you can call me anytime. I generally have that one on me. And also get on our website. It's sungrouprealestate.com. And you can go in there again. I kind of briefly mentioned some of the things that we have going on with our listings and stuff like that on here, but you can go in there and dive in more. You can get into the residential stuff. You can get into the more land listings, upcoming auctions. It'll has a spot for that. So again, it's just real easy to get around and to navigate that around. So anyways, yeah, if you have any questions, you know, feel free to reach out to me.
All righty. Well, Keith, really appreciate you coming on by this morning, and look forward to, I guess, I should have asked you here, but is your guys' office closed here after Thanksgiving on this next Friday?
Yes, that is correct. We will be out of the office, so doesn't mean, though, I won't still have my phone on me, so feel free to give me a call. And, you know, if you have anything, I'll still be around in the area. We're not leaving town or anything, but we will be out of the office.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I guess we'll talk to you then here in just a couple weeks then, if that sounds good.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, hey, you take care. That is Keith Beaumont of Sun Group here on the Mighty 690, and we are just a few minutes away from open line. We got an hour and a half open line on the way next here on KGGF.